Yesterday we spoke about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the Zman of Kriya Shema in the morning. Let's just speak for a moment about the Zman Kriya Shema of the night. So there are two parts of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, B'shachar of Kumecha. We are required in HaTorah to recite the Kriya Shema both in the morning as well as the night. What constitutes a B'shachar? What constitutes the time of the evening? So the first Mishnah Maseches Brachos tells us that it is the time that corresponds to Tehillat Shachar, when the stars come out. So there is actually a question, the very first question that Rashi and Tosfos raise in Maseches Brachos, is that the practice clearly was not this way, that the Jewish communities in Europe used to daven Ma'ariv early. They used to daven Ma'ariv well before the stars came out. And the question is, how does that play out in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So there are two fundamentally different approaches to this problem. So Rashi takes the approach that really when you daven Ma'ariv early, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but the mitzvah of Kriya Shema will be fulfilled with what we call Kriya Shema Lamita. So before you go to sleep, you're going to be saying Kriya Shema anyway again. So according to Rashi, that will be the Torah fulfillment of Kriya Shema. And Tosfos quotes a different opinion from Rabbi Natan, from other opinions, that maybe one actually can fulfill Kriya Shema a little bit before Tzeis Kirchav. Even though the first Mishnah disagrees, there may be other Tanoim and other opinions later on in Maseches Brachos that maintain that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema even earlier, perhaps even as early as the time of Plag HaMincha, which is approximately an hour and a quarter before something, depending on what you think Plag HaMincha is. So there are two different opinions about this. The most correct thing that we should try to do is as follows. For those who daven Ma'ariv, what we call Bizman, namely late, if you daven Ma'ariv after Tzeis Kirchavim, so then of course you're going to fulfill Kriya Shema. That's the optimal way of davening Ma'ariv. If for whatever reason one is stuck and one is davening Ma'ariv earlier, one is davening Ma'ariv, many shuls have Ma'ariv right after Shkia. Sometimes shuls even have before Shkia, Friday night, very often people make early Shabbos. So for whatever reason one is davening Ma'ariv before Tzeis Kirchavim, so one should really try l'chadchila not to rely on just the Kriya Shema Lamita. Half the time people forget to say Kriya Shema Lamita and they only say one parasha, they're not paying attention. So as soon as it gets dark, one should try to remember to say all three parashas of Shema again, and that way one could fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in HaTorah according to all opinions. Have a wonderful day.